have one thing on my dad. Would you like to hear that? Just a brief piece. Now, this is true irony because my father lived his life in Spanish mostly. Oh, I mean, he was an American citizen. But he lived because of the proximity to the border, and he was born on the northern bank, as we have been for years. But Tomás is responsible for this. He was editing the second number of a review, now called the American's Review, and it's 14, 15 years old. At that time, it was called La Revista Chicano Riqueña, and it was based at Bloomington and then at Gary. The Indiana University branch up at Gary after it started out in Bloomington. And Tomás needed two pages, and it had to be in English. And at the time, I was writing the second novel in Spanish. Tomás was a great salesman. I kept saying no, and he kept saying, double space, 20-bond paper, you know, electric typewriter, double space, not needed by Wednesday. And I kept saying no. Anyway, it's called E Pluribus Vita, means out of many lives. At what time, in his youth, in years before I was born, my father was an active revolutionary. He gave of himself, of his time, and much of his own personally hard-earned money to support the Mexican Revolution, as well as to support emigres of all stations who found themselves in the United States. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't know him. In fact, I didn't know my father until I was 4 years old, when he finally came home to stay. Now, many years later, a third of a century since his death, I imagine that it must have been a frustrating, trying condition for him to settle down or to stay put as an ordinary townsman. I do know now that although he owned our home and a few lots in and around Mercedes, his earnings and savings went out to other revolutionaries whom he considered less fortunate. Because of this and other acts, we accepted the fact that we had to do without some things. I forget now what they were, but surely they must have been important then. All of the preceding is but a bare mention of the many lives led by my father, Don Manuel Hinojosa, who in his 65 years also worked as a peon, as a gandhi dancer, as a shepherd in Wyoming, as a farmer in the Gulf Coastal Bend, and as a gambler. In another set of lives, he also owned a dairy farm and three dry cleaning shops. He must certainly have had other dealings of which I personally did not know about. This information, then, was gleaned, for the most part, subconsciously as I sat playing on the living room floor when people of all sorts would come to call on him, and I learned of his many lives through others and never from him. I remember playing on our side porch one afternoon when our car suddenly appeared as if by magic. I must have stood on the running board, there being no other way for me to see inside the car. And what I saw was a man who had borrowed my father's car to make a business trip or something. And as I stood there on the running board, I saw that the man was bleeding. Again, as if by magic, people appeared, and the man was taken inside our home and directly to my father's bedroom. The man recovered and lived with us during his convalescence. In gratitude, he gave me a calf. Later, the man had a falling out with my father. My father never spoke harshly of the man, although the man's name would come up in conversation from time to time. A year before my father died, the man came out to our house and asked my oldest brother for permission to see my father. The man removed his hat, walked over to my father's bed, and offered his hand. We were all standing there watching a small, solemn event in the life of a man. My father was also a policeman, and by virtue of this authority in a small valley town, he also served as advisor and counselor to whomever needed help and advice. He gave instinctively of himself to others, and although we didn't know it at the time, he was showing us still another one of his many lives. Through reflection and induction, and by means of countless conversations among ourselves, the children, we also found out that all of his lives were made possible by our mother. Our mother didn't stand in his way. A strong, resolute woman, my mother inculcated a love and a respect for him which are still very much a part of our own lives. Her strength, then, went hand in hand with my father's manner of living. I, too, have lived many lives, although by comparison they pale and fade away. My lives and the idea of living several lives, however, were made possible in great part by his example. All of this came to mind at a party I attended years ago, and again recently at another party. Everyone talked of what they had done at one time or another. I confess that I too fell into that trap. It was seldom that anyone there talked of what was happening now, and that, I discovered again, was the main difference. My father always talked of what was happening now and what would happen in the future. I believe that I've maintained the same outlook as he did. Now, as I look ahead to my life, I find that I had a happy childhood, and for this I'm grateful. But more so for his love and of life and for the many lives he left me. Thank you very much.